Kotlik is searching for the suspect responsible for what may have been an arson fire that destroyed the community hall early Monday morning. No injuries are reported, and only one other building, which was abandoned, also sustained damage. News of the fire spread around 4 a.m. That's when Kotlik Tribal Council member Alvin Akita-Chunuk heard the announcement over the VHF radio. The community hall was in flames. He and his father ran out the door. When they arrived, a neighbor was already there, shoveling snow onto the fire. Soon, more people started showing up.
Pretty much, you could say the whole community. We all work together.
Akita-Chunuk ran to the connex by the tribal building to get the fire hose. A group connected it to a hydrant and began dousing the flames. But the fire was moving toward the power lines.
We didn't want it to have a live wire, so they had to turn off the power.
That killed the hydrant. The community dragged a water pump to the river, where they drilled a hole in the ice and kept spraying the flames. The volunteers also sprayed the house nearest the hall.
Luckily, the wind was blowing south. If it was blowing west, probably that house would have caught that house on fire.
Then they heard reports of smoke coming from an abandoned house. The house was about a quarter mile away, the doors and windows boarded up. Akita-Chunuk grabbed a ladder and an axe from the nearby AC store to get inside a window.
One of us tried to axe it down and looked inside, and there was no fire inside. It was started from the outside.
That's when the village suspected arson and set up a patrol. The house was saved. The community hall was lost. The fire looks to have started on the porch. Akita-Chunuk says losing the community hall is a sadness for Kotlik.
All our events we have in our community, we all have in that hall.
That weekend, both Kotlik and their neighboring village of Stebbins celebrated a dance festival inside the building, a time Akita-Chunuk says filled the hall with joy. Hours before the fire, Kotlik had been sharing a potlatch inside. This is the second major fire in Kotlik from a suspected arsonist in 2 years. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.